This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Now, across the nation, thanks to Australia's only LGBTI radio station, Joy 94.9, and Star Observer, your destination for queer news online and in print. This is QNN. Now, here's your host, Matthew Wade.
I'm Matthew Wade, and this is your QNN update. A military historian has called on the Australian government to deliver a national apology to former LGBTI service members who were dishonourably discharged on the basis of their sexuality. Associate Professor Noah Reisman sent a brief for the scheme to Defence Minister Christopher Pyne and other top politicians in both government and opposition. Reisman also suggested the potential for a financial justice package for members who suffered as a result of being either investigated or discharged over their sexuality or gender. Extreme anti-LGBTI posters, believed to have been put up by a neo-Nazi group, have appeared around Townsville. The posters, which depict the Grim Reaper wielding a scythe labelled AIDS, were distributed by neo-Nazi group the Antipodean Resistance. The poster also bears the words, "They're queer, they're here, but not for much longer." Similar posters were found in Melbourne in June, which attacked people living with HIV and mocked Pride Month. Pioneering political activism group Camp Inc. will receive a special award at this year's Honor Awards benefit, recognising their trailblazing work in Australia's LGBTI community. The 2018 Honor Awards will be the 12th instalment of ACON's yearly gala fundraising event, where Camp Inc. will receive the prestigious President's Award. Sydney man Martin Jaksic has been sentenced to a maximum term of 4.5 years in prison for transmitting HIV to his ex-partner. He pleaded guilty to charges of recklessly causing grievous bodily harm over 6 years ago. Jaksic was 24 at the time and was in a relationship with the former partner for 9 months. He was arrested at Sydney Airport in 2016, 4 years after police began searching for him. A group of LGBTI elders are set to take part in a Melbourne fashion parade this month in a move to challenge ageism and to promote safe spaces for LGBTI people in older communities. The parade, titled Spunk, will be hosted as part of the Embolden Conference, a 2-day festival run by Celebrate Aging that will bring together leaders and researchers to discuss issues around aging and aged care. Former Australian Federal Police Commissioner Mick Palmer has slammed the Therapeutic Goods Administration's move to ban Amyl, saying the move would have no effect. Earlier this month, the TGA moved to ban nitrate inhalants, known as poppers, in Australia, reclassifying them into the same category as recreational substances ranging from marijuana to heroin. Palmer was asked about the ban at the National Press Club last week, where he criticised the ban, though admitted he is not an expert. That was your QNN update. Now to Tanya with your sport report.
Olympic hockey rivals Megan Duggan and Gillian Apps have been married in America. Team USA's Duggan and Apps from Canada have faced off against each other at the Games in Vancouver and Sochi as captains, but were united for the ceremony in Maine with fellow US Olympians Casey Bellamy, Brianna Decker and Erica Lawler as bridesmaids. German football star Nilla Fischer says being a lesbian player provokes a lot of hate. The Wolfsburg captain decided to speak out about her sexuality and threats in the game in a recent interview because she feels soccer authorities struggle with tackling homophobia. The 34-year-old hopes her voice can help other young LGBT people in less accepting environments. Out pro-American wrestler Anthony Bowens has appeared in an Aussie pizza commercial. Bowens came out as bisexual last year and now features as an American footballer in the closing shot for Domino's New York pizza campaign.
What? New York pizza?
It's big!
So big, you gotta fold it.
Wow!
And finally, trans students in Canada are now allowed to compete on teams consistent with their gender identity. A governing organisation rule change now means that trans athletes in 56 third-level institutions will now be able to keep playing without receiving hormone therapy. Principal partner at Trans Focus Consulting, Kai Scott, is happy with the news but says the organisation has still failed to include terminology for non-binary athletes.
Thanks, Tanya. That's what's making news in the LGBTI community this week. The QNN team will be back here next week, or you can subscribe on iTunes. Just search for QNN. I'm Matthew Wade.
QNN was recorded at Joy 94.9 in collaboration with Star Observer. Get your queer news and entertainment fixed daily. Tune in to Joy 94.9 at joy.org.au or via our app. And visit starobserver.com.au for up-to-date news and current affairs from a queer perspective. Distributed across the Community Radio Network with thanks to the Community Broadcasting Association of Australia.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.